The Lord we serve does things his way. And I'm going to tell you why I was pressed to clap our hands. For Susan, you have been giving us a little bit of, you know, your desires over the past many months and year, that you want to see more than colors. God answered your prayer today.
Well, as you remember, I used to see some birds flying. Yeah. It was an eagle. I seem to remember seeing some different...
But today, he didn't miss you. No. And you didn't miss him.
Well, I knew it was him.
So I just thought it would be nice to just acknowledge that he answers prayer, and that's what the clapping was about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he answers prayer. Amen? I want to take you to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That my eyes see.
That my eyes see.
My ears hear.
And my heart
perceives what you're speaking to me. I want to start at verse 1, but I want to give you the second part of verse 6. It says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. That's the NIV. So the beginning of verse 6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. The heading over verse 4 is submit yourselves to God. Verse 1 says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, you do not have, because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Verse 3 is intent. To get what you want so that you can spend what you get on your pleasures. Then he says, verse 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? And I could preach on that one for a long time, but that's not where we're going. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. That's also scary. Or do you think scripture says that without reason that the spirit he caused to live in me envies intensely? So you wonder where the jealousy comes from. Where the envy comes from. God allows it to live in us so that we can cry out for help and grace. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. The solution is in verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. And wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You know, and I could go on and on, but the focus that I sense today is that when we decide to cry out for grace and favor and mercy, not only does he answer us, but the war will calm down. Peggy's comment about when she knocked on the door, everything changed. The war stopped. Why? The greeting that was prepared by God in the gentleman who was going to open that door was an answer to her heart's cry from a long, long time ago. That's why her emotions were filled and satisfaction and healing began. Well, you say that's Peggy. Well, all of us could be called Peggy because we've all had pain in the past. It's not because she's special. It's because God says all of my creation are special. But we don't understand. Sometimes our motivation is so selfish and we don't see it. We just don't get it. So when we cry out for our eyes to be open and our ears to hear, he's really saying, get a clue, I've got a plan for you. It's not about destruction, it's about construction. And when he's working on us, as we humble ourselves and call out to him, instead of being self-satisfied, instead of being self-sufficient, instead of us doing all the work, give him room. Now, that's going to cause you all kinds of turmoil on the inside of your emotions. Because your soul is going to fight your inner man, your heart, your spirit. Because your soul has been trained to do. And do and do and do. And when you're all done with that, you'll do and do and do more. And John shared about his son. And it's typical. If I don't do it, who will? Did you ever hear those words? And as you mutter over those words and you do the work and you feel the anger about those who you expected to do certain things, just didn't come across. And then you what? War within. Now, none of you have ever warred within, but I have. As you're sputtering about, and you could identify, A could have done it, B could have done it, C could, but poor you, you have to do all the work. Oh, come on. Yes? Does that, see, does that identify the poor me's? Okay. Why is it allowed for us to see the poor me's? Because if you don't cry out to him for help, you're going to continue feeling the poor me's. But if you cry out for wisdom and help, counsel, comfort, see, those are all attributes of the Spirit. Amen? That fire that you saw, okay? I was looking at the colors and what they mean. The reddish orange is the spirit of wisdom. The orange and yellow is the spirit of counsel. And the greenish yellow that also mixes in with it is the spirit of knowledge. It's one side of that candelabra. And the fire came upon us. So look at your neighbor. Say, get a dose.
Get a dose.
He's on the job.
He's on the job.
He's doing things in us.
He's doing things in us.
That he needs to do in the world.
That he needs to do in the world.
And when the world sees it in me,
they'll see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I could go on and on, but I sense because we've had such a awesome morning that the Holy Spirit's going to do the rest. And when you do humble yourself, it's going to be a personal thing. And it's going to be awesome. And the victory that will manifest from it will show you that the Thanksgiving season isn't done. Amen? Amen? Share some love with each other.